We continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzad Ches Sif Yudalet Sheni Shevach V'Yonei Aliyah. The birds that are our nest, Al Pi Shehorgu V'Lo V'Kaneihem, even though they always come back to the nest, Os L'Tzoydim, one may not catch them on Yontif, Afilu Ezmir Meir of Yontif, even if they were designated from before Yontif, because since they are not fed by you and they're not used to being in the home, so doing tzeid on Shabbos is considered, catching them inside is considered an act of tzeida. But if they're very small, then we don't have a problem with tzeida because if they can't fly. But even then, they have to have pre-designation from, you have to have them pre-designated from before Yontif. Haggad Sharagli Eifers, if they tie together birds, Mutalach Shchita Lachotcha Lasarfai, after shechting that bird, you could cut or separate those knots. If somebody is stuffing a bird, he could tie it, sew it together. You have to be careful that when you use the thread, you have to put the thread into the needle from before Yontif. Because if it wasn't done before Yontif, it may not be done on Yontif. After you tie, sew it together, you could burn off the remaining thread. As far as opening containers on Yontif, Talocha on Yontif is basically the same as on Shabbos. People who don't open up cans on Shabbos should not open them on Yontif. The only place for leniency, perhaps, the only place in leniency is if the food, if you'll open the can before Yontif, it will not be higher, it will not be the same as if you would have opened it before before Yontif. It would be better if you open it on Yontif, then there's room for leniency. Sif tazayin, dogen shebebiver, fish in a pond, imefshel atosim b'yadayim ela b'kli, if they can't be picked up with the hand, only with a net, oslo tafson, then you may not gather them on Yontif, catch them on Yontif. Mefshel atosim b'yadayim, if you can catch them with your hands, mutal tafson afil b'kli, then they can be caught with a keli. Vim yesham dogim harbe, if there are many fish there in that place, that pond, then you have to designate the one you want from before Yontif. Designation is not sufficient if you just say, I want to take fish from here. You have to specify which fish you want to take, unless you want to take all of them. And if you're going to be designating certain fish, you have to be able to identify those fish. From Tzarech L'Kulam, Yasmin L'Kulam, if you need all the fish, then you have to designate all the fish. Danish Shem B'Erev Yontif, then you'll say in Erev Yontif, Kol Eilu Adogim Ani Mazmul Yontif. All the fish that I hear, I'm designating that I should be able to use, on Yontif. Siv Zay Zayin, Sofik Tzeda, if you have a question if something is considered catching on Shiantiv, a Suffolk Mukhanov is a question of Mukhtsa. In all these cases, it's Osir. In Lloyd Tzarek Gadol, if it's a serious situation, then Yesh Lahakal Yantiv Sheni, we could be more lenient on the second day Yantiv, and Chutzlarts, Achloy Rosh Hashanah, but not in Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishnah Berurah says that when we're going to be lenient with this situation, it has to be has to be a serious situation, because we have to treat, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yontif Sheni with all the seriousness of Yontif Rishon. Sif Yitches Kobal Chaim Shemuksim, any animal which is Muksa, Asher Leskoisam, we're not allowed to give them to drink, or Litalem Mezainus, or give them food, B'samach Lahem, not right next to where they are standing, El Barucha Ktsas, with some distance. Sif Yitches Shachar Aif, if you shechted a bird on Yontif, v'nimtzis treifa, and then you discover that it's not kosher, oslo tatloy, then you can't move that bird, like you can't move k'moy shar muksa, like you can't move anything that is muksa. Am shach behema, if you shecht at an animal, the nimtzes treifa, and you discover that it's treifa, you could put it away in a place that it shouldn't get ruined. And if that is impassable, can be sold to a non-Jew. You can't set a price, you can't weigh. But by stuffed geese, yesh lahakel, there's more room for leniency. Sif chaf ein lishcha behem b'yantiv el tzarech gadol. One should not slaughter an animal on yantiv only the tzarech gadol. V'asel lishkers abasel b'mishko. We can't sell the meat on yantiv by weight. V'loi b'ktzitzis damim, nor by setting a specific price. El anoyis lai ez a chelik stam. To give the purchaser a piece of meat. V'lach yantiv yishalim lai. And then after yantiv you'll make a reckoning. In general, the minig is, in most communities, says the Sherman Tzion Balacham, not to do any shechita on Rosh Hashanah, and unless Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday, Friday, so you're shechting on Friday, l'kavod Shabbos. Sif chafal v'shech behem b'yantiv. If somebody shechs a behem on yantiv, tov shlo lidgo esareya, it's best not to examine the lung. Ad la'ach shiv shedesar, until you take out the skin, the hide. Kim yivdok, if you're going to first do that examination, attempt a treifa, and the animal is identified as a treifa, aslav shita, you won't be allowed to take off the hide. Mutal tatlis arm behem shishachta ayoim, you may carry the hide when it's not muktzik de latznia, to put it away. Avaloy l'shatcha al-gab, you say this not to have it spread out over sticks, what they used to put it out to dry. V'shar iris, other hides, asur metiltel, our muksin should not be moved. The feathers of birds that were slaughtered on Yontov, may be moved to be put away. Other feathers, also tatlan, are considered muksa. If you slaughtered an animal or a bird you want to eat, of course you have to do malicha to extract the blood. May be done on Yontov. Even if it could have been done before Yontif, but you only may do so if you want to eat that meat on Yontif. But if somebody has enough meat, however, he's worried that this meat, if you won't salt it, will get ruined. Then you could salt a lot of meat together. Even though you're going to have in that meat that you're slaughtering, meat that you don't need for yontif. The kol tircha achahu. The halacha views this as one act, and therefore we have room for leniency. Aval basish kva nimlach medamai. If you have meat that was salted from before the kain dogim shaya efshel malchim be'er yontif, or you have fish that could have been salted to prepare before yontif. And Aslam Malchim, and would have been nothing, would have adversely affected that fish, then the halacha is Aslam Malchim Yontov, they may not be salted on Yontov.